Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts on this, the Horrorphilia Podcast.
How's everybody doing? We're going live tonight. That's the way you do shit. That's how you get downloads, going live.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know if it's downloads, it's views.
Views, okay. Yeah.
Thanks to Joe's friend Kyle for having us on his show last night.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Sorry, I had a bad connection and I couldn't even hear you guys after a while. It was like real bad. But I did want to talk more about movies set in stores and things like that. But next time, Kyle, next time, I'll have a better connection next time.
And I was thinking about that. The thing about Clerks 2 is it's set in a restaurant, not a store.
Right, it's not a store. I didn't know if he'd been drinking. I hadn't been on there long enough with you guys to...
No, drank enough for both of us.
Okay. Yeah, you had your little rubber ducky beers.
Yeah, I had 12 last night, I think, that I was making a mold. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm do this. And then he hit me up, hey, you want to come on the stream in a little bit? I was like, oh, it's probably a bad idea. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So another week in the books. How did it treat you?
This week was not too bad. Not too bad. Had a lot of stuff I did, and shit, I think we've got stuff lined up for this week. I don't know. Yeah, I actually got an order from a school and just some other small bullshit. But like the custom work is coming back in, so that's a good sign for this struggling economy of ours.
Good.
Yeah. People are healing. The economy is healing. It all goes hand in hand.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Hey, Skylar.
Hello!
She doesn't jump up on people or I'd get her on the screen. Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I mean... Yeah, that's it. Just and the weather was good for fucking working at the shop too. It's gonna be hot again this week, but man, had two good days where the weather is like, hey, this ain't too bad.
Nice. So I'm glad you're in good spirits, enjoying your Mo beer.
Yeah, I'm drinking a Punkel. It's pumpkin spiced dunkel, and it pairs well with turkey legs.
Well, that's what I eat often, is just turkey legs. I give it a fucking Renaissance fair. Yeah, I don't know if there's a worst fucking thing, especially to eat at a Renaissance fair. You're walking around with all this dust and shit kicking up, probably just getting all over your turkey leg. And you're, it's moist, so it just collects it. Gross. That's a good thing about the coronavirus. There probably won't be Renaissance fairs this year.
Nah, I don't think there is.
So it looks like we finally got one out of this.
Yeah. Thank God. There's a win. There's a win behind it all.
Can't be on a losing streak forever. And mm-mm. If this is the one I get, I'll take it. I'd like more, but beggars can't be choosers.
Well,
DWMProductions.net.
We're still broke, but you can choose not to go and set up at a Renaissance. Because I don't think I would sell shit out there to begin with.
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not talking about going and setting up. I was just talking about just going. Like, that's a fun activity for you because you're an asshole.
That last year, right? Yeah.
It was a couple years ago. And every year I'm asked to go again. But the outdoors kind of suck. Especially period pieces and medieval. Well, you like that Excalibur movie. You probably love the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, I mean, I like that movie, but I doubt anything is like that at that movie, you know?
Yeah, they're all dressed like it, right? And it's out in the woods.
There's people in shiny armor and stuff.
Yeah, and they have a horse or two.
Hot bitches.
Mm-hmm. What are wenches?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. They're drinking grog, you know, out of the big old fucking steins and shit.
Yeah, when we went, we found that place as we were leaving. Like, there was a specialty beer hut or some shit. You know, we were just going and getting, like, garbage Miller Lite or whatever was at their, like, food stands and shit. Yeah. Fucking pricks. Yeah, it's the one where you go in and get your shitty little mug and... Ah, fuck the Renaissance Fair.
Like the root beer guy at the comic shows.
Yeah. His little fucking wagon.
Yeah, refillable drinks all day long.
That ain't happening no more. Mm-mm. Don't give me that dirty cup you had your mouth all over, you fuck. Oh, rest in peace, that guy's business.
Yeah.
Or they're just not gonna do that anymore. No free refills. This is now the commemorative cup stand.
Yeah. I wandered into a comic shop today.
Did you wear a mask?
I did wear a mask.
Which one was it?
And a cap. And sunglasses. Goggles.
And then I robbed the fucking place.
Couldn't see shit. I knocked over some new Spider-Man statues. Miles Morales.
They broke.
That's what they do. Those things fucking break, man.
And then I ran out because they didn't know who I was.
But there was a girl they had there, and it seemed like her job was to wipe down the trade paperbacks. So she was just going, I was like, what the fuck? I mean, she wasn't using, like, Lysol or Windex or anything. But, you know, with, like, a...
Quim.
Yeah, like a chamois or fucking... the things you throw in the dryer, you know, like with that.
Dryer sheets.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what that's doing, but okay, they're keeping you busy. All right. Yeah.
Everyone needs work.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you end up getting? Anything?
Nothing that I was looking for.
Hey, I want to spend a little money. I'm going to get Spawn 300 signed by Todd McFarlane, CGC graded.
It looked like you had Spawn 301. What was that?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was 301. That's it. That's the historical Guinness Book of World Records issue.
Yeah. No, I was looking for... there was a shit Mike Mignola did called Baltimore that's, like, I guess tied into the Hellboy and the BPRD stuff.
And The Wire.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's a good show. But I've been reading the BPRD stuff that takes place right after the war, and that shit's really, really good. So I want to keep that rolling. Keep it rolling, Rawhide. Yeah.
Good.
But they didn't have that.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You ever tried the Hellboy whiskey?
No.
I mean, I see I'm not a whiskey fan. I've seen it.
I mean, I like whiskey, but usually when I get these novelty drinks, they suck. You know, that's like something people would buy just to keep on the shelf or something, right?
I guess, or just to drink it and keep the bottle.
Yeah, you could do that. Fill it up with tea.
Tee-hee! That's what I'd fill it up with, a bunch of tee-hees.
Gotta keep in good spirits in these trying times. Yeah.
It's a cinnamon whiskey, so I'm guessing it tastes like Fireball.
Yeah, I would guess so. It's probably Fireball.
It's probably from hell.
Yeah. That little floating crown.
You know? Mm. I love that movie.
That fire sword.
Sword.
That's how they said it in Renaissance days.
Mm. With a hard W.
Mm-hmm. Sword.
So, hey, Joe, we dropped a little bonus content, eh?
We did. We hope you guys enjoyed that interview we did with Mr. Wexler. And you can see in the back there, it's a little some of his work going on, because I kept having to pause this movie because kids kept coming in, so I never got to see the Picasso trigger.
Hey, let's get into it, Joe. What is it?
Picasso trigger.
No. The
oh, season. What's going on this summer? It's the summer of Sidaris.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go and follow the DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Facebook page, and you too can watch these movies, because I bought some Blu-rays and digital codes to give out. I'm not giving out the Blu-rays, but the digital codes will be given out.
And let's get more than like two people on these threads.
I'm better than no one. At least we got, hey, we're going to give away free stuff. Oh, hey, we got 20 likes. It's nice. They're not going to listen, but they want free shit.
Right, yeah. So this was an early one, right?
Yeah, this one sucked.
This is
probably the worst one.
This one, he's kind of trying to make a James Bond flick with nudity, maybe, because it's very low on laughs. Of course, you got all the staples there. All the fucking tropes, the Sidaris tropes. You got the RCs. You got the hot tub. You got fucking Edie's. She doesn't sing, thankfully. Molotov cocktail cargo is out there. You know, they've got the plane shots, you know, all that.
Speaking of the plane, Howard sent me an email before we did that interview, and it was like, hey, here's some things you might want to bring up. It'd be fun to talk about. And one of the things, it's ask me about the C-E-S-N-A.
Cessna.
Yeah, I was like, Cessna? And I don't know what the fuck this is. Well, obviously, it's a big thing in these movies, but, you know, I think we played it off like we really liked them, like we liked these movies.
Yeah. We, I don't know, it was a good interview. We were pretty broad in our questions, and he likes to talk about it, so that makes for a good interview, instead of getting somebody that's like, yeah, that was all right.
The only thing I got, it didn't seem like he was totally in on people like him, because they're pretty terrible.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be in on that part of the joke. I mean, he, I think, understands that they're not good movies. You know, he pretty much said, yeah, they're just entertainment. You know, they're nothing groundbreaking, and it's just, you know, beautiful women, you know. For the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah. Which brings us back to Picasso Trigger.
But again, thank you, Mr. Wexler. It's very nice of you.
A whole lot. This movie has several butterfaces in this, you know. Incredible bodies, butterface. Starting with Donna Spear. Yeah. She's lived a hard life. Yeah. Then you got some older, is she Swedish? Is she Danish lady? I don't know. Y'all are all the same. Oh, that guy said that. and then there's another one. Maybe one of the dancers at the, I don't know, the Greenhorn Lounge or whatever. One of those, you know, incredible body, but just like kind of like, God damn, do something. Do something, girl. You don't want this to be your only movie, right? Come on, go get some work done. Yeah, this one really didn't do it for me. It wasn't fun, even though, you know, we had an appearance from Cowboys. but here it's just kind of like a shit kicker bar. It's not a strip club.
Yeah, it's not a place that you can go and get like, oh, I don't know, a plate of average chicken Alfredo and watch some titties.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always thought that was like a weird setup, because it was like clearly this restaurant, but broads are up there shaking their pussy holes.
Yeah, those are good movies. I like those. yeah, you've got the James Bond Q guy that comes and busts out the weapons for the broads and the dude. You know,
yeah, he was a Q, all right.
the secret crutch gun. You know, an old boomerang.
All these secret weapons. They like those, too.
Yep. yeah, and I'm kind of lost on the plot here. The only thing that stood out is, again, you've got Rodrigo Obregón.
Who we didn't ask about, which right, is a shame.
Because this guy's a fucking chameleon, man. He's like...
chameleon.
Yeah, he's just so different in every role. He's amazing.
Yeah, I rewatched the Dallas Connection with the audio commentary. A lot of answers. Like, if we were true fans, we would have already had these and listened to the commentaries, and, like, all the questions we asked would have been answered. Like, he talks about the RC cars. He goes, oh, yeah, we like RC cars. We use them a lot.
Who was doing the commentary?
Andy Sedaris and Arlene Sedaris, even though they didn't direct the movie, and I don't know why they didn't have their son on to talk about his first movie he directed.
So at some point, they recorded commentaries for a lot of these? And
yeah, I thought like just one had a commentary, because mm-hmm. they don't really, you know, if you buy a Blu-ray, especially like these boutique special editions, they'd say, here's the special features, because that's a selling point.
Yeah.
They didn't. So I just happened to, like, look at the backs of covers on eBay. And it was like, oh, hey, these all have audio commentary tracks. Hmm. You know, I like audio commentary tracks, Joe.
Yeah, you do. So did you get Day of the Warrior and, shit, what was my favorite? The Malibu?
I thought it was Dallas Connection.
No, the Dallas Connection, there was another one.
Malibu Express?
No, not Malibu Express, because that's another early one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, it'll come to me.
I got, still in transit is Malibu Express and Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Hard and then I...
He's probably it.
And then I have Day of the Warrior, Return to Savage Beach in Dallas. So I bought five of these fucking things. Fortunately, they were extremely, extremely inexpensive. I think I got them new for like $10 shipped a piece. And say it's all write-off since we're talking about them here and we're giving away the digital codes. I'll just get that money off on the old taxes.
Yep. So, yeah, definitely the Dallas Connection, and Day of the Warrior is a lot of fun, too. And Enemy Gold is pretty stupid, but I kind of dig it. Because it's got that whole historical sequence, yeah, with Quantrell Gold, man.
But, yeah, next week I'll do maybe a couple more, because we only got two left.
We got the Savage Beast. Beach Beast. The Savage Beach 1 and 2.
Savage Beach isn't great. You're not going to have a good time. However, it's a must watch because it is a prequel to Day of the Warrior. And, you know, then there's Savage Beach 2, which is a sequel to Day of the Warrior.
Okay.
So Savage Beach 2 is fucking awesome.
All right. Good. We'll close it out with something good.
Like, spoiler alert, But when Buff Bagwell came back, just like, yeah, I'm a good guy now, and I got a haircut, I fucking popped.
Speaking of watches, that Picasso trigger, you know, he had the watch on the opposite arm. This movie, Picasso Trigger, it was our introduction to Roberta Vasquez, who plays Pantera in the film.
I like shooting her on the back of a motorcycle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Howard. Yeah, this is the one that we'll call the fish painting one.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah. That it was odd. It was odd because, like, I mean, it did have the one good fight scene with the greasy hair dude fighting you know, the two roided out guys. You know, he did some wrestling moves, pulled one dude's tongue out. Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a funny scene.
But I didn't care for this one at all. Like, going back and rewatching the Dallas Connection after watching all these other ones, it's kind of, oh yeah, this one isn't bad. Mm-hmm. Comparative, it looked great. Like, on this DVD remaster, it's not this compressed garbage.
I think it was somewhere along the line, they just kind of loosened up and said, hey, fuck, let's have more fun with these instead of, like, trying to do this intricate plot line that really makes no sense. Let's run with that, you know? We know.
Well, is he dead? Isn't he dead? I don't know. You don't know either.
Right.
Yeah, that Picasso trigger was kind of a mess. And until I watched the fucking movie, because I guess I'm a dyslexic asshole, I kept calling it Picasso Tiger. I mean, they're both shitty names either way, but I think Picasso trigger is just a little worse.
Yeah.
Fuck your code name, dude. It sucks. Excuse me. Yeah, probably not. It's just being hungover.
Yeah, that too. That goes hand in hand. You're busting down your immune system. Drink some water, man. So, I guess you watched a lot of movies in the interim.
Not really. Yeah, there's a couple. I watched Link. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of this movie, Link.
I got this from the Kino Lorber. What is that? How you say it, right? They got a shitty fucking name, too.
Now, that surprised the shit out of me, because Kino Lorber used to always just do these, you know, fucking nose-in-the-air, snobby-ass type movies, right? Or they would do silent films or shit like that, or shit like, you know, that I really had not a lot of interest in. You know, I'm not going to pretend to like something so some film nerd thinks I'm cool, because I don't give a fuck about most film nerds. They're fucking nerds on a different level. So lately, they've been doing like shit like Link and a lot of other stuff that's like, fucking Kino's doing that?
Yeah, excuse me. Off the top of my head, No Retreat, No Surrender, mm-hmm. The Good Son, Deep Rising,
Son.
With Macaulay Culkin and Elijah Wood.
We'll get to the Culkins in a minute.
I got, what else did I, they had a sale going on, or maybe their prices are just extremely low and nobody knows. I got like six, I think, DVDs for maybe 53 shipped, or Blu-rays. Sorry, I got a Hannibal. We'll get to that. No, let's just do that now, and then we'll get back to Link. So I watched Breaking the Silence, The Making of Hannibal. It was all right. So I got Spaced Invaders, which I haven't watched yet. And then Link, Transylvania 56,000 or some fucking shit.
Yeah.
And something else I can't remember, so it's probably whack. But Link is a dude trying to, what, train monkeys to be fucking people or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's worth a watch. I sold it already. It's already on the way, I actually got paid to watch this movie because I made a couple bucks off of it. Because, like I said, people don't know about the Kino store or something. Shit was like $8, and I sold it for 14. All right, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's worth a watch. It's just I don't think I'd ever watch it again.
Yeah, it's a cool little flick. It's got that Jerry Goldsmith score, you know?
He just does everything, doesn't he?
He's a renaissance
goddamn
man.
John Williams comes in, you son of a bitch.
That fucker that makes all the money. But Space Invaders, you know, I was going to tell you, you know what, I'll find my copy and I'll rewatch it, but maybe I'll just find my copy to fucking burn it.
Yeah, that was one I got for Shitfest.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have those again.
You might like this movie. I don't know.
I doubt it.
It's a shit movie.
Yeah, this seems like something, if you didn't grow up on it, you're not going to give one fuck.
Right,
and
yeah.
I did not. I just recently heard it was like a shit show, so I was like, oh, fuck, $8, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for Shitfest.
See? We probably
virtual,
won't have those anymore.
Virtual
Shitfest. See, we can do that.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we can do a Blu-rays, because I don't have a... There might be a Blu-ray burner, I don't know. Well, I'll look into it. But
right.
Definitely got to set a time to watch DC Sniper. And then, what was...
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
So I've been sitting on that for months, ever since we found out about that fucking movie. I bought it that week, and it's been sitting there taunting me. And then whenever Frankie and his fucking friends or whatever the fuck comes in.
Frankie and his pals.
Still waiting on that tracking number, Severin. So whenever that...
We should probably get an interview with David on that.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I think he said he had some issues with that whole movie, so that'd be interesting to hear. If he's willing to talk about it, I don't know.
I would think he should. We'll just shoot him as the Howard interview, and he'll be like, oh, this is good, mate.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about, Link? It's like monkeys dressed up, and he fucking wants to... wants to whack off. I was pretty sure she was going to fuck that monkey or the monkey was going to rape her or something. But since that wasn't on your rape list, I was just like, oh, no, it probably didn't happen if it didn't make Joe's list. But definitely worth a watch. Just no interest in watching it again, especially when the monkey fucking kills that dog. That was like, oh, that was a bit rough. He just grabs the fucking dog by the hind legs and smashes him up against the pole a few times.
It's animal on animal violence, you know.
Just how how it works.
Yeah, it's just, that's, nature is not always pretty.
Mm. It was surprising what they got these monkeys to do, though. And at the end, when he's on top of the burning mansion, and then he just falls in all shittily, that was pretty good, but... Worth a watch for sure.
I watched Alien from L.A. And this is one that I've had on the shelf for quite a while.
Alien from... Why does that sound familiar?
This stars Kathy Ireland. You remember her?
The name sounds familiar.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Like, she has the record. She was in the swimsuit issue for like 13 years in a row. This movie, she's a nerdy, unattractive girl that,
until she gets a makeover,
she's not unattractive. And even when she's looking all nerdy, but she talks in like a really shitty mousy voice.
What does that sound like, Joe?
I don't know why you're breaking up with me. I'm trying to. I want to do things and not be scared, but I get nervous. She talks like that throughout the movie. She gets a letter from this dude in South Africa saying, hey, your dad just died. Her dad's been, she hasn't known her dad. Her dad like left when she was a little girl. And, he says like, why don't you come over to Africa and get his stuff? And she does, and then she wants to go look at the place where he died, and it's this big old fucking cave hole thing she falls through, and boom! She's in the lost city of Atlantis, which is like a big-ass spaceship, because Atlanteans are outer space people, and they've got their own community, and they're trying to keep the above world, our world, a secret. It's a weird fucking movie, and I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. They're just dressed real stupid, you know, and they talk like David, you know, all right, Mike, you know, that's, you know, this is how we do things here in Atlantis.
So they talk like Australians?
Yes. Yeah, I think okay. They might be Australians, these Atlanteans. Yeah, she gets kind of a makeover. You know, she learns to wear a bikini or whatever. And,
because she's in the water, you see.
She finds her dad, and they escape. And she goes back. Meets okay. a fella while she's down there.
So, what does this have to do with Los Angeles? Or maybe it's an abbreviation for Louisiana?
She's from Los Angeles originally. So when she goes down there to Atlantis, she's the alien, not them.
But she's not in L.A. She's in Atlanta. Why isn't it?
L.A. She's an alien from L.A.
But this is called Alien in L.A.
No, it's called Alien from L.A.
Oh, well, fuck me. That makes sense. I wrote down Alien in L.A.
Alien from L.A. This is an Albert Piyun movie.
P.U., that's what I say.
And stinks. Like I said, I liked this movie a whole lot more than I thought I would.
Should I watch it?
I don't know if you'll dig it, but yeah, so watch no. it. Yeah, watch it.
How did you watch it?
I've got a DVD.
Oh, I see.
So, after I watched it, I said, I wonder whatever happened to this whore. I mean, this
she's
woman.
A lady.
She's a lady.
Oh!
So she started a branding company, and like now like she's worth like $120 million. She's like incredibly rich.
Oh, well, that old whore's doing all right for herself. Yeah.
And she didn't make this money like by being a model and marrying some fucking producer or some fucking magazine magnate or shit like this. Yeah, like she, you know, she didn't find some like J. Jonah Jerklin type and like marry him for the money. Like she made her fucking money on her own. That's like really, really impressive how fucking ungodly rich she is.
Speaking of J. Jonah Jerklin, remember when you were going to pass that question up? I wasn't going to let that shit slide.
Yeah, and that just flew over like nothing. That was kind of worthless.
You know, it was good for the people who got it. I'm sure fucking if we were doing video, I would have seen you cock your head to the side and not laugh into the microphone. Yeah, he didn't. You know, I don't know pictures of Spider. What the fuck are you talking about?
How would I get those?
The camera. Mm-hmm. So Alien from L.A.
I recommend it.
The highest recommendation or no?
I'll watch it again.
With the commentary track?
You know what? I don't think this fucking DVD is shit.
Oh, Mill Creek. That figures.
Alien from L.A. Not a very inspiring cover. Special features include original theatrical trailer.
That's always the best one.
That's it. It's in English.
That's nice.
Stereo sound PG movie.
No, well, I'm probably not going to watch it. Oh, shit. Say we redid our favorite PG movies. Would that have made it?
I think it would. Tinseltown was no comparison to The Underground.
Well, it's probably no H.P. Lovecraft's Underwater, so.
I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty good.
I might have to, though,
Prime but now.
I'm going to make a 2020 list because I need a third movie.
Yeah, I think we all do, Joe. Mm-hmm. No, I think I have 4 good ones, and I have 2 bad ones. And I have, like, I think 2 funny ones, only because we were paid to watch Death Kiss.
Yeah. Or,
no, not whatever. What was it called? Jason vs. Bronson? Cry Havoc! That was
Cry it. Havoc! Yeah, there you go. These guys don't mean it.
Yeah, I don't think people know what Death Wish is anymore. Charles Bronson, who's that? They don't know. Okay.
All right.
Why'd you make the movie? Right?
Yeah. What else did you watch, Tom?
I watched Inmate Number 1, The Rise of Danny Trejo.
Oh, okay.
This is a new documentary that just came
out. Came out 2 weeks ago, and I was trying to find it. Couldn't find it, and I forgot about it after that.
It's on Amazon. You got to pay for it, though. It's worth it.
Is it?
Especially if you have those digital rewards. Mm-hmm. You really don't have to. So, yeah, I rented Inmate Number 1, and it was pretty good. There was a documentary that came out maybe a decade ago called Champion. That most of it's pretty much a Danny Trejo documentary. So there's not a lot more that you learn in here. Except, hey, he has fucking taco place now, which you already knew.
And yeah, and a cookbook.
Cancer. So I think that was the big thing. And they just kind of throw that away. Just like, yeah, I had a tumor on my liver, but I beat it. If I had it in prison, probably not. Let's go eat some tacos. But, yeah, this documentary makes me like Danny Trejo even more.
Did he give any thanks to Andy Sidaris for giving him a break?
Pass that shit right the fuck over. It was just, oh, yeah, after my first movie, Death Wish 4. Talked about that one, but no guns. Mm. Guns was put on the pay no mind list.
That's terrible.
This is leaps and bounds better than that Thomas Savini documentary. This was an actual good watch. And hey, maybe I'll put this one on my top movies of the year list. I should probably write that down because it was pretty good. When it's on a DVD or Blu-ray, I'll definitely check it out.
No, yeah, I want to watch that one because it got a real big push. They interviewed him on NPR. On the Texas Standard, we're talking.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, it's a news program about Texas that comes on every morning.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was good. Not a lot of new information if you're like a Danny Trejo fan and you know about him and shit. Mm-hmm. But he's a good dude. And if you don't know about him, then you'll dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, we'll talk about Machete later. What'd you watch, Joe?
Fuck! Son of a bitch. Speaking of documentaries, I watched one that you watched last week. I watched Todd McFarlane, The Hell With You. So Todd McFarlane is the kind of guy that shaves as he's walking into the office, you know, with an electric razor. So he can get there and work the punching bag, you know, with little MMA gloves, you know. Then he'll sit down and do some Spawn drawings on a big-ass impressive pad that he works on that looks expensive as shit. But holy fuck, that piece of machinery looks amazing.
Oh, I don't drink any coffee. This is just for my pens.
Yeah, this dude, man, he's very full of himself. Yeah, so hey, I already knew that. I mean, again, if like you just said, and I think you had said this last week, like if you already know about the guy, this adds nothing to it. It's nothing new aside from for his push of Spawn 300. I don't fucking know, man.
And What's His Nuts was put on the Pay No Mind list. Talk to everybody else at Image. Mm-hmm. What, Valentino, right?
Yeah, Valentino. But I don't know. I mean, like all these guys, they became exactly what they fucking left Marvel for. You know, I mean,
like, well, I don't think they own each other's shit, and they still own all their own stuff.
I mean, they still own all their own stuff, but it's still like, hey, you know.
Except for Jim Lee.
You're going to come work on my book for a while, you know, and then, you know, that's it. It's like this whole fucking roster of people that he's had working for him, you know, and like what do they get except, you know, the standard shit that everybody gets now, you know. It's even these guys were getting that at Marvel, you know, they were getting paid really well at Marvel. They just wanted to do their own thing, and it was like a spirit of independence.
They wanted a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted, damn it. If you make a t-shirt with my image on it, just give me one of the t-shirts. That's all I'm asking for.
Liefeld's gone back and worked for both Marvel and DC. Jim Lee is a big shot at DC.
Yeah, he's what do you call the guy who runs shit.
Yeah, yeah, he's big time there. But he's one guy I could say that his art style... like, he's continued to, like, push himself, and his art style has changed and, I think, gotten better than the stuff he did before. He's a fucking amazing artist. And I'm not saying McFarlane's not. McFarlane is. It's, you know, the shit he does is impressive. He can't write for shit and, you know, shouldn't be writing his own fucking book. Never should have. Even that Spider-Man, that's fucking... Oh, that first storyline, what, Torment? God damn, that was
Doom.
Fucking horrible.
Doom. Doom. At least that's how I read it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of dooms on there.
Who's, you got, like, Silvestri. I don't even know what that dude's doing now.
No, he's collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, he seems like the dude that you'd want to hang out with and drink a beer with.
Yeah, he seems all of them. Yeah, more accessible, more laid back. Probably Jim Valentino is.
Oh, that fucking Canadian fuck. Let me tell you, keep me off his little shitty sci-fi YouTube documentary that some reason they put on fucking the channel that no one watches.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what it is. It wasted time. It had a lot of commercials.
Yeah, it's only like 42, 45 minutes somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's not a long thing, but The Devil You Know is definitely a better documentary because that's feature length, and you just don't get the push to 300, which isn't anything. 301's the landmark issue.
So what was the cover price for 300?
I do not have a copy. I requested one from my LCS, as the kids on the internet say. It stands for Local Comic Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got one. But fortunately, Spider-Man 301 pretty much had the same cover.
Yeah.
So they just reused that cover again for Spawn 301. And we talked about this before. You'll go on fucking eBay and shit. Oh, you Spawn sketch cover, a Spider-Man sketch cover that all it has is Todd McFarlane's signature on it. $600. So I thought, okay, for a slabbed and graded signed Spawn 301, 140 shipped, that doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sit on that for till I need money for my medical bills and...
this fucking McFarlane.
It pretty much goes without, I guess not, but he's might be my favorite artist, but you know, that's what I grew up on, so that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, his art style It's good. I dig it. It's just like he really is. He's not a writer, and I don't know. Has he gotten better?
You know, the Spawn movie still hasn't got made, even though they've been saying they're going to make it. And he's the dude who wrote that, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Based on that, but it's been a while since I read a Spawn comic.
Mm-hmm. You got guys like Mignola, who was just an artist for years in the trenches at Marvel, and even when he did Hellboy, like his first Hellboy story was co-scripted by John Byrne. You know, he didn't do that shit on his own. He kind of like, hey, guide me through this, you know, show me how to fucking script a story and how to like structure it. So then from there he took off on his own, and his stories are still real, real simple. Okay, they're like, hey, Hellboy goes to a place, you get a little backstory about what's going on there. Whatever backstory monster they talked about, it attacks. Hellboy kicks his ass. You know, that's the same story over and over and over. But he's got a handle on that. He knows what he's doing with that, and it works. You know, it's you know, his wonky art style that sells it too. With McFarlane, he's trying to tell this big ass story. Like, yeah, I mean, I read the first year of Spawn, like, years later, but he's trying to do all this shit and just doesn't work. You know, you don't care about a whole lot of that. I mean, I didn't anyway. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an asshole. Maybe I should care about his, you know, feelings for Wanda and, you know.
You should. And then like there's that one issue.
Come in, you know, and like fucking Wanda now.
His name is Terry, and that was his best friend. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Then Chapel comes, and you get the Wops coming in, and they hire Overkill. It's good. And then Clown's awesome, and then he gets even more awesome when he changes into this fucking big demon guy. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
We do our, like, best villains, not just Marvel. That's going to be pretty close to number one, but we already know what number one is, so.
Baron Karza.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm.
What'd you want?
So, Todd McFarlane, to hell with you. Thumbs up.
To hell with you. If you're into comics, I mean, you just kind of have to watch all this shit. You know, it's like regardless. You know, if they did a, like a fucking documentary on Herb Trimpe, I'd watch that shit too, you know?
I'll skip that and just wait for the Capullo one.
Okay.
Oh, he's talking about Batman. The Spawn shit's over. Okay, bye. You know what I just put together like a day or two ago? Those things on Batman's mask are supposed to be like representations of ears.
Right.
Yeah, that's shitty. Those are way too skinny and weird looking to be ears.
The shit's changed over like over the course of years. I mean, they were fucking short at one time. They've been incredibly long. They've been like sticking out before too in the original shit.
It should look like Wolverine's mask if you're going for bat ears.
It's an odd thing. I was reading this deal where this guy's talking about how, and this guy is Alex Toth. He did like comic strips and comics and all kinds of shit. He's pretty big time, but he talks about how odd it is that they let any artist that comes in like do their interpretation of Batman. So where like, you've got all these other established properties, you know, in outside of comics that, hey, no, you can't change that. Oh, no, I'm just going to streamline this. No, fuck you. This is the way Mickey Mouse is drawn. This is the way you're going to draw Mickey Mouse. You're not going to, you know, like put him in some fucking Stacy Adams or something. He wears these other fucking shoes all the time. So, yeah, I mean, is comics better because of that, or does it limit it? You know, I mean.
Yeah, I would say better, because you'd get pretty sick of fucking looking at the same fucking Spider-Man for, you know, 60 years or whatever the fuck. There's not as
make his costume black at some point.
If you have to, I mean, there's not as many Mickey Mouse. There wasn't like two Mickey Mouse cartoons coming out a month.
Well, there's that too. There's over.
Get what I'm saying?
That these things try. Yeah, and Spider-Man, shit, at that time had what, 5 titles out?
84. Yep.
Probably. Yeah.
So yeah, I can definitely see that. But then you go to like other things and shit. Give me a second. I gotta take the dog out. She just got up. Do what you want to do. Maybe I'll just edit this out if you want to take a little break. Sorry, you're talking about shit.
The listeners.
All right, great. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, so while Tom's taking the dog out, I am doing a virtual convention this coming weekend. It is a killer con, so if you're into horror literature, this thing's pretty cool. It's free, but you have to register. So you go to their website, killerconaustin.com, and just register your address, and they'll give you like a code so you can go in. But if you're interested in writing or horror writers, this thing's cool because the panels are very interesting about the writing process and shit like that. I'll be having a sale that weekend because I've got a fucking virtual vendor room, and I don't know how that works because I thought it was going to be like a Skype video call to where like I can be talking and doing the home shopping network thing. But it's pretty much just a chat room. So I don't know, but I'll be doing a 20% off sale that weekend. So, I mean, yeah, if you don't want to wait, fucking order now, pay full price. But next weekend, everything will be 20% off. And yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be doing in that chat room. I guess if anybody comes in and wants to chat, but I don't know what I'm going to chat about. Hey, go buy shirts. Yeah, but the convention itself is real cool. It sucks that it's canceled. Like, everything else has been canceled this year. But at least, you know, you still be able to see the panels and some of the other shit that they do. It's a cool event. Other than that, shit, I don't know. Nothing much has been going on. I've added the shirt for Killer Con to the site. I've also added Night of the Seagulls to the website. I know that's probably one Tom has never seen and has no desire to see. That is the third part of the Blind Dead trilogy, which is Tombs of the Blind Dead, The Ghost Galleon, and then Night of the Seagulls. I don't know what else I'll be working on adding to the site this week. It's I think it's going to be busy, but maybe not. Maybe it'll be kind of slow and I'll add some more shit. We will see at that point. But Tom is back with us now to tell us all about the movie he watched.
Man, I think I'm hearing Loomis walk. It sucks. Second you hear, like, I get absolutely no sleep now. Because I just listen for Loomis to get up because she's so old. And she'll the second she has to take a shit, if you don't have her out right, and sometimes she just can't get up because her hips are so. Whew. Luckily, we made it
at the end. So, yeah, I was cleaning up a lot of mess at that point, you know. Yeah, it sucks. That sucks.
Boy, I'll say.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though.
It is, but you don't like to see your friends in pain, you know, but.
Sitting in the ghetto thinking about. Let me go through here and start marking off what we fucking talked about. Sorry, dog. Fuck, Wilford Brimley died, eh?
He did. He died.
like I seen like one post and I was, oh, that's probably just a meme. And then I seen another one and I was just like, huh, that's weird. And then that's it. I thought there would have been diabetes flooding my fucking Facebook feed. So I don't even know if he really died.
But I saw a lot of posts about it, but nobody was really like making fun of him. And this was one that they said that I didn't see anybody say like, oh, what a shock. Yeah, this dude's fucking old, man. That shit happens. He's in the thing. He gets some props for that.
So did he really die?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like recently, today, or has he been dead for a while and it's just one? Been
2 or 3 days, maybe.
So yeah. Besides the thing and the diabetes commercials, well, bring up the IMDb! Don't. We're almost in an hour and we still got shit to do.
He's in Hard Target with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, that's the Louisiana one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Now that he's in that, you got to bring up the IMDb and pay this guy a little respect. Don't do it. Okay. Don't do it.
I'm sure he's been in a lot of shit, so we'll skip on that. Sorry, Will.
Now I'm just all distracted because I heard Loomis's collar again. God damn it. Let me mark off Wilford Brimley. Sorry for that. We usually do a little more, but you watch anything else, Joe?
Well, we didn't go through John Saxon's thing when he died either.
Thank you. There's our out.
Yeah. I watched Rabid, the 2019 version of Rabid. And
you loved it because they give you money.
They do. And actually, I wasn't looking forward to a remake of this, and that's kind of why it took so long to watch it, because
the original sucks.
I like that early bird shit. I like this one. I like Shivers a whole lot more. But this was all right for an update that I mean, you can see the constraints of the budget. But the chick that is the main
constraints of the budget, they're horror's heavyweights.
They are.
I read that in an article on the internet.
But you can still see, like, hey, this is still not from a major studio or anything, and it shows in some parts of it. The cast, they're all pretty good.
Except CM Punk.
Is he in it? He's not in it.
I thought he was in something. I don't know.
He's in something. He's in a couple of things, but I ain't seen any of them. But no, this is it's a decent flick. If you haven't seen the original, you'll probably like it a lot more than if you haven't.
So if you weren't getting money from them and we weren't talking on air,
I'd probably say the same thing. Yeah. It,
I don't believe you keep looking up. I think Mr. Renee paid you to watch this movie, for being quite honest.
I'm trying to remember how it ended, because I think I got pretty drunk towards the end, and if I liked the end or not. But I can't remember how it ended. So, but
probably poorly.
It's a decent flick. It's on Showtime, and it's worth a watch. And like I said, if you haven't seen the original, you're probably going to dig it a lot. If you have, I mean, you don't feel the same way, but I do. It has a lot to live up to, you know, and that's always a hard thing to go into.
Rabid is the one that like has the covers, the lady in the refrigerator or something.
Yeah,
I didn't care for that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
That and the crazies can both jump in a fucking lake.
The crazies I didn't like. I think, yeah, that one's just fucking boring to me. But, you know, Romero, he's hit or miss with me, man.
Well, you didn't like Season of the Witch?
I did.
I never saw it. Oh, you did?
Yeah, that one I did like. Yeah, but I didn't like
Bruiser. with your boy, Tom Atkins.
No, I didn't like fucking Bruiser.
There's some sweet masks, all right?
I don't like that mask. That fucking Hobby Lobby mask. I didn't like... I don't like Dawn of the Dead as much as everybody else does.
It's okay, but Day of the Dead's where it's at.
Day of the Dead is a much better movie. Yeah,
hey, we'll get to that next week.
All right. All right, so what else did you watch, if anything?
Nada, nail, nada.
I watched Lords of Chaos.
Oh, boy. Oh, wait, no, that's not the Rob Zombie one. Good. Is this the skateboard? No, that was Dogtown. What's this movie about?
This is about Norwegian death metal. It is Rory Culkin, Macaulay's brother or sister or cousin. I don't know.
Person,
yeah. He has this band, and they want to make this new Norwegian sound.
Is this a documentary or?
No, it's a movie. It's based on a book. The shit actually happened, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that, okay? Because this band was a real band, and it skims a lot of shit. Because like it goes into like this one singer that they got that was really good for that kind of music, you know.
It's one of the worst kinds of music.
Some of it I can get into, a lot of it I can't. But yeah, this guy's all obsessed with death. Eventually kills himself.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's good for.
No, I shouldn't say that because he was a real person, right? Yeah, that's not cool.
Like, hey, this guy.
Work for Days of the Dead?
Exactly. He was the real deal. So, you know, they got a little more notoriety, popularity, and they get this other guy that starts following them around saying, hey, you guys are good, and like, here's my tape, because the dude had a record store, and he had a record label, but, you know, like those record label deals go, you know, Tom?
I do.
Yeah. But turns out this guy's actually pretty good, but he really subscribes to all the bullshit this other guy saying, oh no, you know, we gotta burn churches down and show this establishment. And this guy's like, yeah, okay, I'll go do that. And starts a string of church burnings in Norway. And it just gets worse and worse from there. So the movie's about like when you're talking all this shit to be hard, and then somebody actually, like, takes you up on it. You know, if you fucking, hey, you know, you actually sold somebody on that shit and they believe it. The movie gets pretty fucking violent, you know, with the guy that's really into death. There's some scenes where he cuts himself on stage. It's not pretty. It's some good effect work. And there's violence at the end. Because the guy that's all about burning churches and shit ends up murdering the guy that put the band together. And how much of this is real, aside from the murders and the church burnings, we know that happened. But how much of the narrative goes on, we don't know, because it's based on a book that's mainly done through interviews with the guy that did the murder. So you never know if they're fucking telling the truth, painting themselves to be hard or whatever. But as a movie, I thought this movie was really fucking good, and the acting all around in it is badass, but it's a depressing movie, man. It's really fucking bleak.
It sounds familiar.
I think it came out 2 years ago. I dug it.
And not the movie, but the story itself. Like, I might have heard the story and someone mentioned, oh, there's a movie or something.
Yeah.
Maybe I heard a YouTube video when this shit was coming out, because that probably would have been a popular video to make.
Yeah, so I went and checked out Goodreads to see about the book. And just every review is like, God damn, this is so fucking poorly written. The only reason to read this is if you're interested in some of the other members of the band that they don't really cover in the movie or whatever, that, you know, just to talk to them and get some of their background information, but that the book overall is a piece of shit. So, but But they made a good movie.
Good for them. Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker? Remember that one?
That's more death metal.
We'll get to that when we do our top 10 grocery store lists or whatever the fuck.
No fast food joints will be in that one.
Mm-mm. No, no, no. All right, so speaking of swinging into things. Glug, glug, glug.
Spider-Man's number, what is this?
27.
And this one continues straight off from last time. Goblin had captured the Spider-Men's and is taking him into meeting of the mob that the Crime Master is trying to take over. So Goblin's pretty much fucking over the Crime Master. But there's that one panel, that opening panel. Well, no, it's the second panel, I think. And Goblin's holding Spider-Man's, and he's got him, like, bent over like he's going to fuck him. And he tells, come on, boys, come on up here and hold him. Make sure you get a hold of his arms. I said, what the fuck's going on here? I mean, this is pretty risque stuff. But they don't really do anything with him, and it just turns into a slugfest. And it is very disappointing, because I thought the previous issue was really good. I thought it was the best issue so far in the series, and this one doesn't deliver, man.
Yeah, this was just to show you that Spider-Man can make mistakes in judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He can judge an ex-con. And yeah, that dude, Farnsworth, his big secret was that
he was
a snitch. he went from hardened con to being the big man to being the fucking snitch.
Undercover reporter, some mm-hmm. would say.
Yeah, there's that too, you know.
Unfortunately, that was all lost on me, because as we know, I'm an avid Spectacular Spider-Man, the animated series fan, and I seen that episode. So I knew that old Patch was Foswell.
So they covered that storyline, huh?
Uh-huh. And that's how I also am able to remember that his name's Foswell and not Farnsworth, because I've heard it a few times.
How did they
times.
Do his voice?
Oh, you know, I think it was kind of something like this. You know, like an old news reporter type guy, I think. But it was no Fancy Dan.
Okay. Shit, you make me want to watch this cartoon now.
It's worth it, man. They take a lot of shit from this original Spider-Man shit.
That's interesting.
It's just that animation is... You just got to get over that.
Yeah, that's something. You know, that all works out, and the Green Goblin's going to go underground for a little while, and old Pete takes Aunt May to the movies.
And if you want to make a Frankenstein's monster smile, you throw a little girl in the lake or take her to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Get her all the popcorn she can eat. So where'd he get the money for that, you know? He still needs another costume.
No, let's just blow money on entertainment.
Yeah, almost lost his fucking camera this issue. You know?
Hey, we're Human Torch fans. We're going to pawn this shit.
Hadn't called Betty Brant in a couple of weeks.
I fucking hate her so much.
Yeah.
Top 10 most hated characters in comic book history. Number one, Betty Brant.
What a bitch.
Wasn't Hitler in a comic book? Number one, Betty Brant.
I'll redraw the Captain America issue where he's punching Betty Brant.
Oh, I'll take a poster.
Running into the Bugle office.
Oh, shit. So, next week, we got one more. And then in America, I mean, fuck, you can tell I'm totally writing Captain America punching Betty Brant.
It's on your mind.
It's Hitler right now.
Oh, shit, that's gold.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the image for the episode, so I gotta write it down so I know what to do. All right, so lists, right?
Lists. We're focusing on technology, which I was a bit drunk when I said this.
So it's a bit vague.
So it, yeah, it's a bit vague, and it, yeah, it makes it to we're pretty much repeating a lot of our robots lists, but
or anything with a TV in it.
Yeah, but on my honorable mentions, I have The Social Network, the Facebook movie. This is the only whatever that director's name, Fincher,
movie Fincher.
That I really David like.
Fincher?
You know? Yeah. Like Seven, I think, is a piece of shit, and people just
never seen it.
Jizz all about that movie. That movie.
That's the What's in the Box movie.
Oh no, he did another movie that I really fucking liked, Gone Girl. Gone Girl's excellent, but this is pretty good, and it's about technology because it's all about Facebook. It gets an honorable mention, or an HM, as I have written down here. Then I go from there to Apollo 13.
With that Greek citizen, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
He's a Greek citizen because he likes to get Greeked or...
We'll see what the fuck goes on with that, Mr. Hanks. See if cancel culture follows your fucking ass. Make the movie big.
Like pizza, do ya?
Yeah. So yeah, this is a good movie about space exploration and, you know, things fuck up, so they gotta get all the fucking geeks together and like, here's the shit that they got. You guys make something so they can get home. Yeah.
Your vibrator's going off or
Brainstorm with Christopher Walken. It's kind of like an early movie about virtual reality. It's pretty fucking good. Of course, the government wants to use it to like fuck people up. One of the guys in the science room, you know, the first thing he uses it for is to do fucking porn. And he gets caught in a loop, you know, so he's like stuck there all night just fucking coming and like he's fucked up.
Oh, I need a water.
Yeah, this is it's a good movie. Fat Man and Little Boy. This is a movie about the development of the atomic bomb. What did they call it before? The fission bomb or some shit like that? But this is about that, about the testing for those bombs, how some people got like fucking radiation poisoning, you know, just.
Yeah, no, I recently watched The Hills Have Eyes remake.
Yeah. That's sad, man. Sad. And then I got The Den, which is a found footage movie about.
Oh, Digital Entertainment Network. Yeah. I was like, what?
I know, because this dude is kidnapping like young girls and like fucking torturing and killing them on camera. So it's about that. About how sickos have used technology to be sickos. Yeah. Yeah. Those are my honorable mentions.
Well, there were some good ones on there. I have Team America, World Police. They have that computer mother or whatever.
Yeah, and plus all the weaponry and things like that.
Sure. Fuck it. Why not? Yeah. Very vague.
And it was a very technical achievement with the puppetry as well.
It was.
Yeah. Very good choice, Tom.
And then I have one that I'm surprised didn't make the actual list, but is the classic Super Van, about a van that is super and all about the vanning culture and lifestyle. It's pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. As they say, I'd rather be riding high in my super van.
Hmm.
Made a song about it. And then I have Small Soldiers.
That's a good one.
It is. Did you forget about it?
It's got David Cross in it. You usually can't go wrong with David Cross in your movie.
We'll get to that. And then I have Jason X.
Yep.
Technology.
It works. Technology.
And my final honorable mention is District 9.
District 9. Yeah. Yeah, because they're living all in the slums and everything without technology. Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that's a hard way to live without technology.
It is. Number 10.
Jurassic Park. It's about the advancement of amusement parks and, you know, how they're going to change. And, you know, we're going to have... They're not even robots, you know? You know, yeah, I was thinking, man, they're fucking robots. It's like my whole list is robots, but they're not robots because they got the fucking DNA. This is a movie about DNA, you know, and they did the DNA thing and like made new fucking dinosaurs that are not robots. Fuck, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have The Lost World, Jurassic Park 2.
Are those robots?
I don't know. I have Spider-Man Homecoming.
I haven't seen that one because it's not streaming on Disney.
You better get Sony's free app, Crackle, or whatever the fuck it is.
You know, it's not part of the cinematic universe, or it is.
It is. Damn. It 100% is, but Sony owns the rights.
Oh.
So, you got to get on that because it's good enough to be number 10 on a technology list.
And Disney doesn't own Sony yet?
Not yet. Soon.
So, is it technology based because of the spider tracers?
No. Iron Man makes a suit, and then the Vulture's making weapons from alien technology. So, you know, it's.
He makes an iron spider suit? The red and gold.
They show that at the end, but he actually uses it in the, what is it, Infinity War?
Does Tony get him to unmask himself in front of, like, everybody at a public news conference?
They try to, but then he says, no, I don't want to be an Avenger. I still have stuff to learn. Watch it. It's good.
Does Mephisto come out and give him one more day?
No, that's in like 8 more movies.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to that one. That's some good shit.
Yeah, that's definitely something Sony would do.
At number 9, I have The Right Stuff, the movie about space exploration, about the first group of astronauts that went into space. This is a fucking good movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have Leprechaun 4 in space. Because of technology.
He did. How did he get to space? I don't even fucking remember.
He was kidnapping some alien queen on another planet. Maybe it was Earth in the future. I can't remember. But then the space marines come and save her. And he goes up that one guy's dick hole. Because he pisses on his hand or his body parts. And then he turns into a magic CGI effect. And goes up the man's penis hole. And then rips out of his body. So, technology. It was shot with a camera.
This is true. Number 8, I have Watchmen, based on the Alan Moore Dave Gibbons classic. This also, going back to Fat Man and Little Boy, has to do with the atomic testing and how this turns one of the scientists into a CGI FS. And it also has to do with another character who is quite an inventor and invents, like, this fucking owl thing that he can fly around in. And it's also how Dr. Manhattan, who's a CGI FS guy, changes the world by adding technology to the world.
Number 8?
Yes.
I have Godzilla Final Wars. You know why?
Because Mechagodzilla's in it?
He sure is. But it's because of technology. Because this is the top 10 all the Godzillas are in it. And he beats the shit out of all of them to show you that he is the best Godzilla. And in my opinion, this is the best Godzilla movie.
Better than Shin Godzilla?
Oh, yeah.
Better than Godzilla anime?
Jury's still out on that one because I haven't seen them all. Yeah, probably won't.
It's going to have to wait because, I started that and I saw, oh, this is an anime. All right, yeah, I'll watch it later. Later, yeah. Still coming.
Never will. Yeah. Sorry, Chris.
That's the same thing with the new Transformers. Somebody posted about, hey, we got these new Transformer movies, animated Transformer movies on Netflix. And some guy goes, yeah, it's the same team that did the Godzilla movie. Yeah, all right, I'm done. Pass.
No thanks. So you're a Transformers fan, huh?
I like the cartoon. I haven't seen any of the movies. And there's what, like 7, 8 of those?
A lot. I haven't seen that shit. Never a Transformers fan.
At number 7, going back to David Cronenberg, who we talked about a little earlier, I've got Existenz. It's about video game technology. Again, going back to the whole VR thing and how you can get immersed into a video game.
And sucked in, as some would say.
Sucked in. And this chick gets sucked in, so she's got to go and play this video game to figure out what the fuck's going on. Who's trying to fuck her over?
Life.
Yeah. It's a good movie. I like it.
Well, I like my number 7, which might be the most recent movie on this list, and that is Guns Akimbo with your boy Samara Weaving.
That's the one you said they cut off her hands and put guns on them?
No. They bolt guns to Harry Potter's hands.
Oh, like Razor Fist? Do you remember that character, Razor Fist?
No.
He didn't have hands, he just had blades. Like, I don't know. I don't know how he went to the bathroom. That just always like...
Very carefully.
So how does Guns Akimbo go to the bathroom?
They actually show that in the movie. Oh my god, Loomis is walking around again. Hold on, Joe.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So as Loomis is taking a tour of his own home, I guess shit, what can we talk about? What have I been reading, you ask? Well, I've been reading the autobiography, not autobiography because he's dead, the biography of Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's pretty interesting. It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. My neighbor lent it to me. Why did he lend it to me? Because I guess I was out in the back last night listening to my playlist and Stevie Ray Vaughan came on. So he thought, oh, this dude's a Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. He passes me this book. It's like, hey, you like to read. Read this. And fuck it. I'll read anything. But it's really good. It's really good. Most biographies that are done about a musical celebrity or whatever, they're usually really shitty. And I guess that kind of goes back to the Lords of Chaos thing we were talking about, because these people usually want to write and they want to use their own license when they're writing, you know, kind of like, hey, this book's about how good I can write, how I can tell these people's story. But this one is done more as like a series of interviews. It's just, and he takes portions of all these interviews, and that's what drives the narratives. It's not so much what this guy has to say as much as like all the people that were really there. And if you're from Texas, especially, you know, like say the Dallas and the Austin, San Antonio area, you'll recognize a lot of the names, a lot of the places and things they talk about throughout it. So, I mean, it's a good read so far, and I haven't even gotten to the to all the drug use and shit, because I know this guy was like a big drug user at one time, and I think he got cleaned up like right before he died, so that was unfortunate. But yeah, I'll talk about that more when I finish it, if I haven't talked about it enough already. Hey, Tom's back.
Hey, Tom. Sorry again, guys.
Yeah, no problem, man. We were at
number eight.
Did you do number eight? I did seven. Did you do seven?
Number seven was Guns Akimbo.
Number six for me is Blade Runner. It's where they make robots to do manual labor, prostitution, shit like that. And then it's like, hey, we only give these robots limited lifespan. Then we got to fucking shut them down or kill them if they run off. It's a good flick. Very influential flick. It's one of Tom's favorites.
We'll get to that. But before we do, we'll get to my number six, which is a recent re-release called Tammy and the T-Rex.
Now, is this T-Rex a robot?
Cyborg, I guess, because it has a human brain.
Hmm. Would that make it a cyborg?
Well, I'm shit. You said Mechagodzilla was a cyborg, so it was built on Godzilla's bones.
But he's metal and shit, right?
It's like an animatronic with a human brain in it.
Okay, well, is the T-Rex with the human brain, is it an animatronic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got gears and shit. Let make its little arms move.
I think the brain does that. Like, before the brain's put in it, there was, like, a control center. But once the brain was put in it, the whole thing was to get it to move on its own.
Well, I like this movie. I saw it a long time ago, but
it's fun. No, I mean, you probably haven't seen this cut because they added a bunch of gore. Well, it was an international release, I guess. It got chopped up pretty bad for the States. But it was fine and good then, but with all this stuff added back into it, I would say it's great now. However, it is a fun movie, so it's very hard to say, oh yeah, Joe, go watch it. You'll like it.
Well, I don't know. I like Alien from L.A., but it's like you may not like that one because it's hard to say. It's a feel-good movie, you know?
I like Paddington. Mm. I love Paddington, Joe.
You just like prison movies.
That's Paddington 2, and we all know I think the first one's far superior. But I think Tammy and the T-Rex is on Prime. So, I mean, give it a shot. I really liked it.
Okay, yeah, no, it's popped up on, like, Watch Next or whatever, but is it that cut that you're talking about?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I would assume so.
All right, because, yeah, Prime's weird on how they put shit out, you know? It's
I would ask your Facebook friends, and I'm pretty sure you'd get a quick response.
I'll do that. I'll do that, Tom.
Number five.
Brazil. This movie, just to begin with, it's fucking great. This is probably Terry Gilliam's best movie, but it's also like about technology and how it fucking overruns every aspect of your life. And even if the shitty, you know, technology's shitty, hey, you're fucking stuck with it, man. What are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? Lisa's been trying to fucking fix her shit with AT&T for like weeks now. And she's like, just fucking cancel my account. You know, just cancel my account. Start me a new one if we have to do that. And they did. And she's still got the same problem that she did before. It's like it you know, technology falls into that whole bureaucracy shit. And that's what this whole movie's about. It's like, well, you know, it's just part of the system.
Number five,
mm-hmm.
Men in Black, technology.
Because of flashy things.
Because of everything.
Yeah. Which one? The new one?
First one.
The new one?
No. 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 Number four.
Boogie Nights.
Because of the camera?
Yeah.
or this store that guy has?
No, it's a camera. At first, hey, we're filming on, you know, we're using film, you know, to film. What is it?
Remember 35? When you thought that was going to be a good question? Then he was just like, "Oh, it really doesn't matter."
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, he didn't. That went over like my Spider-Man one.
A little better. No, this is about, you know, the change. Yeah, that same change. It's like how going to video cheapened the porn industry. And it's like, yeah, fuck it. Now we're just here using this handheld bullshit, you know, and these slags and junkies are fucking, you know, are what we're filming. But other than that, I think this is a great movie.
Good. It was okay. I'll never watch it again, but it was okay.
I will. I've watched it several times.
My number four, I had to ask the internet about, because I wasn't sure if Frankenstein's science counted as technology. And I got the, yeah, yes, it does. So my number four is the classic Frankenhooker.
Yeah, movie's all right.
I recently watched that on Blu-ray, too. That looks surprisingly really good.
That's surprising.
Thank you. Number three.
Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
One of the better movies I've seen in...
Oh, shit. They're barking again.
5 years. If you haven't seen Ex Machina... Do so. I think it's the first movie that Alex Garland directed. Before this, he's been doing screenplays, shit like that. And all his stuff is like William Gibson. It's all about technology and the effects of this shit. But this one's about a big-time tech guy that somebody goes to work for him at his own like private like little hidden-away mansion and shit. And he's got a woman working for him that's a robot. And, like, she's sexy as fuck and very seductive. And one thing leads to another, and that just gets kind of crazy. It's a really, really good movie. And I don't know how long Tom's going to be gone. What else can I talk about? What else have I been reading? I've been reading, where the fuck is it? The Rising, stories from, it's this little,
love you,
maybe 150 page book. And if you read Brian Keene's The Rising or City of the Dead, it has a lot to do with that. These are like 4-page stories and each one of them takes place in that universe, and it's really good. Hey, Tom's back.
Sorry again.
Number three.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
It's one I didn't even consider, but you're right. You're right.
Because of masks.
Nope, the masks are supernatural shit.
No, but it's technology.
No, they use that Stonehenge thing.
No, I know. I understand.
But he's got robots working the factory.
And then there's a TV in it, so.
Yeah, there's a TV. And that's the dangers of too much TV.
Mm.
Yeah.
Number two.
Westworld. This is a movie about the advancement of theme parks and how robots are going to make theme parks different. So you can go to a theme park and go to a Westworld theme park and shoot people in the old West or sleep with whores in a fucking saloon. Or you can go to Rome World and like just take part in orgies or shit. Or you can go to Medieval World and like have sword fights and like fuck wenches. Yeah.
Could you go to Greek World and pull a Tom Hanks?
They didn't have that one. They didn't have
Greek World. Probably good.
Yeah. Good movie. Number two, that's what it is.
My number two, Machete Kills. Because of technology.
Spy Kids would have been better, because Machete's like the inventor in that with technology and stuff. But
his name Uncle right. Izzy or some shit.
He's Uncle Machete.
Oh, okay, my mistake.
Yeah, that's where the fucking character came from, the Spy Kids movies.
Number one.
Logan's Run. Yep, they've got a piece of technology in the palm of your hand that lets you know when you're 30. Once you're 30, you're going to carousel, and it's going to execute you. Fucking good movie. Good movie, because technology... Population control. Number one, Tom.
Hey, Joe. Everyone has to wear a mask.
That's true.
And that's why my number one is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I haven't seen it.
You should. It's a good technologically advancing movie.
Because of advances in animal genetics to where, like, a pig can talk now and stuff?
I mean, there's robots in it. There's mechanical arms. There's scientists. There's, like, an interdimensional portal thing. I'm sure there's a couple TVs in there. So, yeah, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I almost watched that last night.
You should. It's very good. It's a well-made film.
Well-made. Let me write that down. Got it.
Joe, next week. Finally. Finally. You've been asking every week, is it time yet? Is it? Yes, Joe, it is. In honor of the late, great Corey Haim,
yeah,
we are doing... our top 10 horror movies.
And John Saxon, because I know one of his movies will be on your list, because you like that bullshit. Top 10 horror movies.
All yeah, right. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope you had time to rewatch some, so this isn't like your top 10 movies list. I'll take that as a no.
I'm going to do that now.
All right, everybody. So this went a little long. Apologies for having to bust out a few times, but I'm sure...
Man, when you called me to get on Kyle's show the other day, it was already going on 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a minute.
This isn't long at all.
I was severely, severely intoxicated. And I am feeling it today. But anyways... DWNProductions.net, Mask Bus Props, Movies I Made, and then Fast Custom Shirts for masks, t-shirts, and metal cuts. Am I forgetting anything there? Custom work.
Custom work. Hey, and also don't forget, wake up.